If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1984, I'll Wait by Van Halen. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I did play Unchained a couple weeks ago by Van Halen.
Was that Van Hagar?
No.
No, I think that was...
It's not Van Hagar.
Okay.
That was Van Halen. That was That was good Van Halen. This is a very interesting song, isn't it, that Jake picked? It's not one of the...
Good like, driving beat. I like the beat.
Yeah, it's
that
not
song.
One of the staple songs. It's good. It's not a deep cut, but you know, I could pick 7 songs I like from Van Halen more than
before that one.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Bill. We're talking about Jump, Running with the Devil, Hot for Teacher.
Running with the Devil.
Start of that song. Yeah, ooh. Yeah. Ain't Talking About Love. Dance the Night Away. Panama. See, I'm just ripping through their hits. Yeah.
Bunch of them.
Ice Cream Man's a funny
ice
song.
Cream. Ice is funny. I'm your ice cream man.
Stop me as you're passing by.
It's a great song.
But that was good. That was good. And that was creative. I don't know. We'll get to how you chose it, but that was is very unexpected, which I appreciate. And I like the song. It's a great... Van Halen was badass rock band. 7.8975.
Okay. Bill?
So, quick story.
Okay.
On them. Lead guitarist for Van Halen was...
Eddie Van Halen.
Exactly. Known as maybe the best, one of the best. Whatever. Whatever. He's classified
for sure
as
one
that.
Of the best. Yeah.
And when they opened or he opened or something that way for Journey treated him like crap. He didn't care. He just went out and played.
Really?
Yeah, I read that article the other day on him.
Seriously, you went down a rabbit hole?
Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole there and reading about how Journey didn't treat him very well when
really?
He opened up for him. Yeah, I enjoyed the band. It was in our ear, right in our wheelhouse. Knew all the songs. Yeah,
right in the wheelhouse.
Like that. Songs, you know,
we're in high
doesn't
school.
Stink, but it's close. It's a 4.9. Doesn't do anything for me.
Are you talking about this song?
This song. Yeah,
wow.
This song. Yeah, yeah, this song. Yeah.
Really?
I would never keep it on.
What?
No chance. No chance I would ever keep that song on.
What is wrong with you?
No. you didn't even really like it. You just kind of, you didn't.
That.
You didn't like it. Jake didn't even like it because Jake likes
head-bobbing.
When Jake likes it, he plays 2 minutes of the song. We know that. When he has a when he has a winner, he plays that song. This one, he went Heyman on this one. We'll cut that a little short.
You're a little more black and white in your ratings than me, because I will give points for creativity. And I'm surprised.
4.6 to a 4.9, right in that era. That's it. Yeah, doesn't nothing. I would not keep it on. No interest. It'd be the filler song. It'd be the one song like that if they played it in concert. Like, I'm going to the bathroom quick. I'll be back.
I would not do that.
When Ice Cream Man comes on, I'll be back.
Okay, that's not a bad way.
We got to guess Young Ben's score, and Bella was here for that song too.
Ben's going to be a 6.2. Bella's a 4.9.
Flip him.
I think Bella's going high.
3.2.
3.2 from Bella.
Get that.
7.6 from Ben. Okay.
And he says Van Halen is great.
Yeah, but was the song great, Ben? That's the
it a 7.6.
Ben just voted on the band. We just got to the bottom of this. He voted on the band. He didn't vote on the song.
Bella did not like the song.
No. This isn't Brandy.
It's not Brandy.
This isn't Looking Glass.
This is not Looking Glass.
This is not Looking Glass.
Her favorite song of all time. It doesn't mean it's not good because it's not Brandy. I'm interested in your score on that. I don't quite understand.
I'm surprised at Bill's score. I thought I had you pegged around 7.8 to 8.2, so you're right there.
Yeah, it's but not, Bill, nothing.
I get
it's got energy to that song.
I think there's
energy.
It's energy. Sort of an interesting song to me. I'm surprised. I just don't know what to say, Bill.
Just play the first 10 seconds of "Running with the Devil."
Ooh. Yeah, I have played that song. Yeah, I will get ripped for playing that again. I played that song.
Yeah, you will get ripped.
I played pretty much all of Van Halen now at this point.
Have you played Ice Cream Man?
I have not played that one.
We'd love to hear it. Just do it. I know you can.
We'll see if we get to Ice Cream Man at some
point. It's funny.
Not for teachers, funny too.
Rating, yeah. Bill and Ben at 6.5. Triple H's dad a 7. Sandmaster and Casey, 8.7. Makes his new ACL feel a little better.
New ACL. That's awesome.
Ooh. Surgery
rehab
yesterday.
That baby.
Yep. Mike and Dalton an 8. Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 8.1. That's more like it for them. They've been a little lower recently for their scores. Corey and Lincoln, want to guess his score?
Oh, boy. I just think this is Corey. 5.
3.
3.
Says
thank
Van
you.
Halen is very hit miss, and this was a miss from Van Halen.
Thank you.
Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
He agrees with Bill.
Yeah, he did. Ellison, Illinois, 8.2. Who in Columbus?
Bert!
3 from Bird in Columbus.
Three.
It's a 3 there. Scott
Corey
Ben
and Bird. Yeah. What's Scott give it?
Scott gave it a 2.77.
Thank you. Thank you.
4.5 LB in Minden. Scooter and Roka says, meh, 6.8.
It's a little meh, but I mean.
I think I nailed it. I feel good about my.
The Virginia Pirate, that's new, 2.2. I haven't seen the Virginia Pirate for the show before.
That's awesome.
Anything on Beef Taco?
I don't see. I see
Wet Blanket.
I see Nell's in Big Fork, Montana, 3.
Where are you,
one.
WB?
Where's the blanket at?
Throw a wet blanket on Jake.
Sanderson, 5.5. John in Des Moines, you know he likes Van Halen. That's
come
a 9
on,
from John.
Ooh, John gave
loves
it a 9.
Van Halen.
John gave that a 9.
Joel in Wisconsin says, Ice Cream Man is definitely a must play. Get on that one, Jake. Right, I'll see. I'll play at some point. The OG CJ, 4.2. Agree with Bill.
Yeah, they're all, as
yeah
sure,
it's
they're
never
all
great
of,
when you play the song and people just say, hey, play these other songs from that band. Tells you right there. That just wraps it up.
I think it's more complex than you make it out sometimes.
I'm just the opposite. I'm like no, don't like it. Wouldn't
I know,
listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're a little different.
A little different than that. You take more. I'll give you.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, If you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Put more time to it. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right. There's your song of the day. It's time for the mailbag. Here we go.
Oh, we're doing the mailbag.
Here we go. The mailbag is always sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What will you not say when you use Applied Connective, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Won't happen. You won't say it. You won't say because you won't get hacked with them. Will, IT experts.
Will reached out to me. He said he has a tech person in Lincoln and wants to come meet with you, Jake. He can solve the problem of the car. What happened with the windows and the sunroof? He can solve the problem.
I need to know the explanation. Is there a ghost in my garage?
They can solve it. They can solve it. Also, if you have ghost, they also have a special ghost camera. So they can pick up ghosts. Just have a ghost outside your house.
Ooh.
Come on.
Yeah.
The ghost sound.
I got that. Nebraska's preferred tech partner, AppliedConnective.com. Call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. Okay, to the mailbag. Joe says, Bill, is this humidity like what it's like in LSU for humidity-wise down there these last couple of days?
No. Doesn't even compare. Doesn't even remotely compare. But it's real. But like I said,
it doesn't.
For at least 6-7 months out of the year, maybe even more than that, I drove to work with my wipers on. And it wasn't raining. It was just humidity. I rode early in the morning, I would drive to work with my wipers on. So it wasn't like you just got up there and, hey, hit them once and nope. You ran them the
whole
way.
Not the Gulf of Mexico?
What's that?
Because the Gulf?
The Gulf. Yes.
Yeah, I've been to New Orleans enough times to know. That is ridiculous because we take our summer vacations there. It was ridiculously hot.
And then also that you would get, like I said, you would get thunderstorms during camp every day.
Yep. Every day.
Every day. Every day you would get a... Yep. The number of times we'd all of a sudden be like, we middle of practice, we'd go inside. And have to finish practice up inside. And it would be, so we would stretch inside. Everything else was out on the Ponderosa, as they call it. That's where you headed out for practice. Everything was always outside.
LSU.
But when you ran back inside, boom, it was a weird feeling because you were so soaked in sweat. And then you ran back in, and it was AC in the indoor. And so you'd run in there. It was like,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's almost like it was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
at the point. Once you get out there in it and you get going, it's fine. But it's not the same. And I'll tell you one thing I embrace there, though. It's the best my skin ever was.
Really?
Yeah.
Moisture.
Yeah, humidity.
Interesting.
Like I was always in lotion. It was great.
That's gross.
Take a trip to the bayou.
Take a trip to
the bayou.
I see what you're saying. Go ahead.
From John, he says, good morning, guys. I found a few words that people don't seem to use anymore. They aren't popular, but maybe they should bring them back.
Wow, this is interesting.
Humbuggery, bumfuzzle, rapscallion, galoot, snollygoster, gumption, and druthers. Are there any words you think people should use again that aren't being used anymore?
I've only heard of like two or three of those.
Galoot's good.
Yes.
You big galoot.
Rapscallion, I like that.
I like rapscallion.
I like rapscallion.
Rapscallion's a great one.
Rapscallion.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything right now.
No. I can't.
But like befuddled.
Befuddled's pretty good, but I think it gets used.
Is it used still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that much, though. That's actually a good one, Jake. Yeah. We'll readdress this as the show goes on.
things will pop into my head. Yeah, but I like those are good words.
We like Rapscallion, though.
Rapscallion, we like it a lot.
Yeah, and Galoot.
Yes.
We have a football question from Paul. It says, good morning, guys. My question is mostly for Bill, but open to other thoughts. With the projected 105 roster limit pending, my belief is that there could be a resulting reduction in portal transfers. This logic being that most teams will be near or at the roster limits most of the year, with much fewer opportunities to just add players that might want to leave other schools. What is the perspective of the three-legged stool on the impact of the roster limit on the quantity of portal transfers?
Hmm. What do you think, Bill?
Well, it appears right now that the Power Four conferences will all operate at 105 scholarship.
Full 105.
So what he's saying, there's some facts to it that how much space is going to be available. I still think the space will be available. And the reason I think there's going to be more transfers.
Oh, you think it'll be more?
Because they're going to be, just because I think everyone's looking for a different spot. So everyone's going to have spots that open up. Nebraska will have a lot of spots because you're 105 on scholarship. Eventually you're going to say, okay, I'm a scholarship player. I'm a running back at Nebraska. I'm ninth. I'm looking around going like, I got to play. And so there'll be more when they're that stacked up with 105 scholarship players, the depth at your position is a lot. And so that will make the reason for people to say, I have to go play. I've got, no matter what, when you're talking to people, it's always like, well, I want, first of all, A, I want to play. That's my goal. B, I need film. I want to try to get in the league. Like that, if you don't have any film, you're not playing. Doesn't give that opportunity.
So yeah, not necessarily.
Just imagine being the fourth running back right now at Ohio State.
Not playing.
With the two guys.
You're
not playing. Mm-hmm. Those two guys are going to get all the carries of anything going on.
Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins.
So
you don't think it'll.
I know what he's saying. What he's saying is, hey, is that there's not going to be as much space. And there's some truth to that. Because before, you could NIL scholarship people too. You could just say you never had a limitation. You just say, yeah, we'll take you. Here's the deal. We're out of scholarships, but we'll put together enough money that we'll pay for equivalency to pay for that. Where now it's going to be, no, you don't have that opportunity because you're going to be at the 105. Good, so there's some good thought to that.
Good answer, good question.
All right, that's from Paul in the mailbag. Thank you for all the questions today. It's all we have time for.
What was that song by Van Halen?
That was I'll Wait.
I'll Wait.
1984.
Yeah. I'm coming straight for your heart. Yeah.
And you liked it? Yeah. Built it. I'd say the average rating was about a 5 on the text line, so I guess that's a pretty average song, apparently.
A little below.
Slightly. For Bill. But when we come back, hour 2 on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.